Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Joining us right now, like he does every Wednesday throughout the season, is Mike Rizzo, President General Manager of the Washington Nationals. Brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. You know, Mike, you're a D.C. resident. We actually spent a couple minutes debating something that D.C. apparently is going to do. Let's see what the Rizzo stance is. I know you don't want to be political, but they're taking away all right turns on red.
Oh, it's not political. It's common sense. It's a common sense question, in my opinion.
So what's the question?
Do you approve of them getting rid of right turns on red? I do not.
I like turning right on red when it's safe and applicable, but I guess maybe there's too many careless drivers out there taking advantage of it. I've never had much of a problem with it.
How much do you actually drive?
Not very much. Not very much, to be honest.
I mean, when the season starts, you never drive.
I live two blocks from the field.
Right. So you walk to work.
Right.
Okay. And then you obviously during the season. I mean, you're on planes or in other cities. You never drive.
I don't drive very often. No, I have a very few. I have a very low mileage car.
You know what? You're wasting money on car insurance. You could save a few bucks.
You still gotta have it though.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, what do you think about? I think we've talked to you about this before, but Aaron Judge hits number 60 last night.
So we talked to him about everything, Jason.
Yeah, we're touching all the bases. What Aaron Judge did last night?
And he's the current Triple Crown guy in the AL.
Yeah, he could have 60. He could have the American League record in home runs and hit the Triple Crown, and win the Triple Crown the same year. That's unbelievable.
Incredible! Just an incredible season he's having. He's when he's a healthy player, he's as good as any player in the game, and he's shown it this year. And it's the things that he's doing has been remarkable. It's a season that. That you don't see in this league very often at all. So, tip of the cap to him, and he's carried that team for a long time, and they've stayed in first place for the majority of the season, and it's just what he does on a nightly basis is remarkable.
Do you remember anything about his draft?
Yeah, do you remember scouting?
It's amazing to me that somebody who's that good, and it happens in baseball all the time, is drafted 32nd.
Who'd the Nats take in that draft?
I don't remember.
No, I'm asking JP. I'm sorry. JP's looking it up
right now.
Do you remember scouting him though, Mike?
I remember talking about him in the draft room for sure.
I don't think they had a pick before him.
What was the knock against?
Yeah, we didn't have a first pick. We didn't have a first rounder that year. Uh-huh.
See, their first rounder would have been Aaron Judge.
Right. What was the knock against him at the time? Do you have any recollection?
I just think the players at that size, often, especially offensive players, there's kind of a bias against those long levered hitters. And, mm-hmm. They at times have longer swings, difficult to get the velocity. But when you're an athlete like him and Stanton and those type of guys, even with the long levers, they seem to adjust to the fact with their athleticism that they can get to those pitches. So yeah, he's a terrific athlete and a terrific player and a franchise changing pick for them.
What is the hit rate on first round picks in MLB? What is like sort of the league average?
I think the hit rate of getting to the big leagues is high. To me, getting to the big leagues and establishing yourself as a big leaguer are two different things. I like to judge good draft picks when you get to the arbitration process. To me, that's really a successful, sure. If you get to the big league arbitration process 3 years in the big leagues, you're a really successful big league player. So I think the rate is fairly high for first round picks, especially upper first round,
like 60-70%, something like that.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the number is, but I would guess it would be somewhere in there, 60-65, maybe even 70% to
make it
the big leagues.
To make it, then what about to reach arbitration? Like 30%?
Yeah, I think that it narrows it down a little less because it's like I said, that's a tough bar to surpass.
What a grind.
And sometimes you get hooked because our producers told me that the Yankees drafted Nestor Cortez, who I think got the win last night or maybe the night before, in the 36th round.
Right.
Sure.
In that same draft.
Who's your deepest draft pick that's had the most success? I'm sure you signed three agents, but.
Yeah, the most success, I think that, we've had, Robbie Ray, who won a Cy Young, was a 10th round pick, I think, or a 12th round pick, with the Nats. And, we've taken guys like Dan Uggla, in the 12th round, when I was with the Nationals and Brandon Webb in the 8th round with the Nationals, who won a Cy Young in a couple of seconds, those picks are just, like I said, they're franchise changers. When you get yourself a Cy Young winner in the 12th round or a Cortez in the 30 something round, it's just unbelievable. You could pull those picks out.
According to a study, now this is like 10 years ago, 66% of guys drafted in the first round will ever reach the big leagues, and then 49% second round, and it just kind of goes down.
Right,
that.
Right.
But what just about, to reach the big leagues.
I saw that Jackson Rutledge had a good outing, and I could think the first round of the playoffs there or whatever. I'm sure he's pitched since, possibly. They said he was ranked 12th in your system, and that's a former first-round guy, right? Do you still have high hopes for Jackson?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, he's been sidetracked a little bit with some injuries and that type of thing in his early career. But he came from he has a young arm. He had not many innings under his belt. He was a junior college pick for us, and again a very tall, long levered guy, which takes a little bit longer to develop those type of guys. But he's got electric stuff. He's got a big time curveball and. A good fastball that has been up to 95 to 99 miles an hour, and like I said, he really came out at the end this year. The second half of the season, he was terrific, and the playoff game he threw really nice game, really nice game for us to get the win in that opening game of that series, which we end up losing that series, but he pitched extremely well,
Mike. Mets still lead the Braves by one. Obviously, you guys are playing Atlanta now. And Kenley Jansen tried to give it away last night, but they get the win 3-2. So, in your opinion, now the way the playoffs work, you get the top two teams get by. So, the third team, which would be the Cardinals, would play a best of three all at home against the last wild card. But the Braves would have to play in the wild card as well. Obviously, you want to win a division, so you have the time off and you get that bye. In your opinion, is it more important for the Mets to win the division or the Braves based on how the format has changed for this year?
I mean, it's very important, I think, in this format to win the division. I think that extra round of rest when you set up the rotation and give your guys a couple of days off while the other two the team that you're going to play and the other two teams are battling out is huge. I would say that the team that wins the division has a huge leg up on advancing into playoffs, right. Whichever team that is.
So right now, if the playoffs started tonight. I believe the Braves would play the Padres in the wild card. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I think that'd be. I think all these matchups are going to be great. You've got the Braves, which you know we see these guys a lot, and they've got a terrific lineup, a great bullpen, and you know some dynamic starters. So you know they're going to run you know three good starters at you. And the Padres too. They've got those you know the Darvishes and the Musgroves and the Snells of the world. They're going to run at you. So. I think playoff baseball is the best playoff system in sports, and it's just you know to me it's going to be an exciting tournament to watch, and I think there's going to be a lot of dynamic you know plays, and you're going to see some of the you know biggest stars in the game, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Does Mike Rizzo get a little time where he can unplug from the game? You know, maybe for a week. Just spend time with your wife or whatever, and you don't think about baseball at all, or is that impossible?
It's nearly impossible in today's game to totally unplug. There's deadlines that happen, you know, like right after, you know, 5 days after the season,
right.
And that type of thing. You know, you try to get away for a week or so around maybe the GM meetings or the winter meetings, somewhere in between there. But you're never totally unplugged, you know. It's a labor of love, and it's something that I love doing. And to me, if you love what you do, you know, you've never worked a day in your life. So that's how I feel. And we're really looking forward to attacking this off season and getting our team better, getting back to being in those playoffs instead of watching them on TV.
I know we've talked about Strauss with you a lot. There was an article in the Post, a big profile of Strauss. It painted a fairly grim picture. I don't know. I mean, are you just hoping anything you can get out of him will be a bonus at this point, or do you think that was maybe overly grim?
Well, I see Strauss every day, and I see him working out in the clubhouse and stuff, he's upbeat and positive, and I'm going to be too. We'll see. We'll see what happens. There's a lot of wear and tear on that body and that arm, and this last surgery he had is something that's unpredictable and we haven't seen a lot of in the industry. But I hope for the best, and we'll see where Strauss is this winter, and we'll keep tabs on him, and hopefully he can come back and help the franchise.
How's he feeling emotionally?
I've seen him in the clubhouse. He's interacting with his teammates and he's upbeat and always saying hi to me and interacting with the coaches and the players. So I think that emotionally, he's fine and he's getting over the loss of his dad, which is, you know, if you've gone through that, we know how difficult that is. But I think he's adjusting to that also.
Hmm. Oh, all right, Mike, appreciate the time and insight. That's Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Nationals, brought to you by Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV. Main Street Bank, put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. We'll talk to you next week, Mike.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
You,
appreciate it.
Yep.
It's Mike Rizzo. Coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real quick, I got to tell you, last night, my wife and I had dinner at about 5:30 at the house.
Okay.
My stomach wasn't feeling great, so I didn't eat that much, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to go upstairs like I always do and watch the local news, watch the national news, and watch some baseball. I actually watched a little bit of Live from the President's Cup. By the way, President's Cup is this week. I know you guys are very interested in it. But
what?
Starts tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a 4-day event. Ryder Cup is a 3-day event.
4 days.
Who's on the U.S. roster?
That's funny. It's a good one.
Me and JT and Spieth.
Xander.
No Dustin, though.
Scheffler. No DJ.
No LIV golfers.
No DeChambeau.
Billy Horschel. Sam Burns.
The Americans are minus 700 on the money line. Because
I mean, there's no chance they lose.
Who are the nubsters they're playing?
There's less than zero bombs.
I mean, they don't have
the
nubster.
President's
I mean,
Cup.
Sungjae Im and Siwoo Kim.
Taylor Pendrith.
So you're watching news, President's Cup, then what?
Well, then my wife, she likes to watch Netflix. She watches all these shows with her iPad. Okay. And I watch TV and she puts her, you know, her headphones in. And
yeah,
then
you
she
guys
watches
isolated,
Netflix.
Isolated from each other. I get it.
So she started watching.
Do you guys touch toes or something?
Yeah, we did that. So she started watching Netflix at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. And I fell asleep, called 8:15-ish. I woke up to go to the bathroom at 11:30. Mm-hmm. She's still watching Netflix.
Yeah, because she doesn't get up at 4:30.
That was almost six hours.
She's consuming the content.
Yeah,
well,
if you watch a great show. I do a lot.
We're talking
of
about. Didn't you watch Ozark in a weekend? You watched it in one weekend.
Okay, that's a weekend. I didn't watch it all in six hours.
Okay, but you had to have consumed it a couple hours at a time.
I've done that.
Okay, a couple hours at a time is different than six.
What was the show she was watching?
Yeah, I don't know what she's watching.
Yeah, what is she watching?
She's watching.
Maybe she was watching the case against Adnan Syed.
I don't think so. But
is it about like restoring furniture? Like, is it?
I'm just telling you. I was shocked when I woke up and it was 11:30 and she's still, I mean, lights are off. Yeah. Everything's off.
I didn't know she was so into Cobra Kai.
And she's still watching Netflix.
It's her thing.
From 6 to 11:30.
Actually, Cobra Kai season might not even be 6 hours. Those episodes are like a half hour.
Not a Cobra Kai guy. I just haven't gotten into it.
They can end that already. Maybe she took a break, Jason.
No chance. Well, I mean,
you would know she could have like left the house, gone to like go
bang
out to eat.
Yeah, how would Jason know? Yeah, she's watching 6 hours straight.
I know she doesn't leave, but that is what it is. But I just was shocked when I woke up and to go take a pee pee, and she's still watching Netflix. 11:30.
A reminder: we still.
And by the way, she does it every single night.
Yeah.
Now maybe not that long.
It's her nightly routine.
Last night, I think she set a record, but every single night she's watching it minimum till 9:30, maybe 10:00.
You mean you guys don't...
She's addicted to it.
You guys don't talk to each other for hours on end about current events and politics.
Your life goals as a couple.
She's addicted to it.
Yeah.
She really is.
Not talking about your watching real estate porn, checking out Zillow for your spots in North Carolina.
She does that too.
All right. We do have a $100 Capital Crab gift card that we'll give away coming up at 9:45. But right now we open up the entertainment page, which is brought to you by the Avenue and Capital Crab and Sportsbook. It's the bleeping place to be. Crab Deck still open. Visit them just 3 blocks off Chevy Chase Circle.
All right, guys. Adam Levine, man, he was
is wishing, he a liar?
He is wishing the queen was still being buried. Adam Levine admits he sent inappropriate messages, but he denies he cheated on his wife with that Instagram model. Meanwhile, 3 more women have come forward, including his yoga, I guess, teacher.
Yoga instructor.
Yoga instructor.
His defense is he's flirting.
Yes. He says, I've used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I've addressed that and taken proactive steps. I mean, obviously, some PR person wrote this. It's embarrassing. He says, my wife and my family are all I care about.
Is he still on The Voice?
I'll never make this mistake again. I take full responsibility. No, he quit that years ago. I take full responsibility. Yeah, probably like 3 or 4 years ago.
Let me see if I can name all 4 Voice.
Well, they have new.
Hold on.
Judges right now.
Blake
is a standby. Yeah, I think they had their first episode of the new season yesterday.
Is Gwen Stefani still?
Yeah, she's back.
I think she's back.
Gwen. I think there's a late addition. Is it Camilla Caballo?
Yes. Yeah, Caballo. Yeah,
and I think she's John back. Legend. I think
John Legend's still in the mix.
I think that's a foursome.
Stefani episode, definitely came back.
Okay, yeah.
They alternate.
I saw a video of her, by the way, while I was getting coffee the other day. I couldn't tell if it was a video from 25 years ago or current day Gwen Stefani.
She's had a lot of plastic surgery.
I wasn't sure.
That's what they do out there in Hollywood.
Anyway, a couple other girls have come out with their text messages, and it's just embarrassing. It's so embarrassing.
Like when you send thirsty text messages or DMs to people, do people think they're not going to come out at some point?
I mean, like, dude, you're butt famous, like, and you're doing this with your official verified Instagram account.
I mean, at least get a burner account. What are you doing?
It's so easily traceable. Valdez, I don't understand. I guess he's just a big dummy? Is that what it is?
Horny.
Horny, definitely horny. There's also, they're bringing up an old interview from like 10 years ago where he says, I've cheated. Monogamy is not in our genetic makeup.
when did he say that?
Years ago.
That is the go-to.
Yeah.
Well, we're not designed to be monogamous as humans.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing he was talking about he's cheated on girlfriends, not his
correct.
Wife.
That was back in the day, right.
Yeah. Not the mother of his children.
His yoga teacher says he was sending flirty texts, and at one point he said he wanted to spend the day with her naked.
He is a horny bastard.
Yeah. Well, that just might be hypothetically.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, you know what? When you get in that yoga studio and it's 130 degrees, it can scramble your brain. The hot yoga. So maybe you can use that.
How
as
do you
an
know
defense.
He's doing hot yoga? He could have just been doing regular old-fashioned yoga.
I don't. I just think it's trendier to do the hot yoga. So I'm assuming that's what
Eric,
he's doing.
Eric, are you reading some of these messages?
Yeah, they're just embarrassing.
They're so cringe.
I know. The body
give me the worst.
Is absurd. How are you such an hourglass? My God. I may need to see the booty.
He's a dork. how are you such an hourglass?
I feel
Who
bad.
Says that?
I feel bad that I put money in his pocket.
It sounds like...
I saw Maroon 5
but let's be
Capital
honest.
One like 10 hey, years ago.
judging by these messages, he's an ass guy.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
But no. You look at anyone's illicit messages like this, they're going to be cringe, right? It's horrifying.
Oh yeah.
Couldn't you just say...
It's all horrifying.
Nobody says booty.
Couldn't you just booty? Say, hey, I'm Adam Levine. Right. Can we do sex?
Well, basically, essentially what he's doing.
Yeah, that is what he's doing. That's his MO.
All right, there's a meteorologist for NY1, Spectrum News, NY1, whatever that is.
He needed some side hustle money.
Apparently, he was on some campsite, and I guess he was banging his wife, I think. I don't know. Oh, I think there's a cop that got in trouble.
No, I don't think he was banging his wife, dude. I think
this
it had
was,
to do
he was
with,
just camming by himself.
I think he might have been doing solo work for other dudes.
Well, I'm getting it confused because there was a cop that was just hired. And he is married to this like very muscular woman,
mm-hmm.
and I think he was just suspended from his job for being on like Pornhub or something. And now this meteorologist, I think he's been fired because he was camming and showing his Jimmy Johnson.
I'm not even sure if actually he was getting paid.
I saw
the story. Like, I think he might not have been paid. Like, he just was doing it for fun.
Step into my office.
After his post, he had 1,200 likes in 2 hours.
I don't understand.
How about a dislike? Can this post a dislike?
How
please?
You can be so stupid. You're a meteorologist in New York City.
Yeah.
And New York One is a big news service up there for TV. You're on TV for over a decade, and you get on a cam site like no one's going to recognize you?
Here's an honest question.
But you think people wouldn't recognize Tucker Barnes on Cam Soda? Of course they would.
Well, hold on. That's a great question, though. Let's say Cakes posted a video of him tagging Amy. They were closet swingers. Okay. Let's just say this.
Yeah. So she's been, by the way, Amy's been in the trunk of a car dead today.
It's been a bad show for her whole life.
So Cakes and Amy are getting after it at a swinger party. Uh-huh. All right? And then Cakes surreptitiously, whatever, uploads it to Pornhub. How long before he gets busted? Like, how long before a Jumps listener?
Like, less than an hour.
Less than an hour, yeah.
You think within an hour?
I would say within the week.
Pornhub's probably one of those popular sites on the planet.
Yeah, but there's 7 billion videos.
What if they're wearing masks?
You ever check out the view count on those things?
It depends.
You got to go deep in the homemade.
Some of them have 0, 2, 3. Some of them have millions.
What if
it'd probably be big?
Well, listen,
so you just see like his love handles.
I have a friend that wore a mask in his porno, it lasted about 5 minutes. It got hot, and he took the mask off.
Yeah, and then the jig was up. Yeah. We knew who it was.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody ever confused him with Albert Einstein.
Well, luckily, wasn't a meteorologist in New York City.
He might be in the homies football league, though.
He might be.
He might be one of the 10 teams in the league.
So, Drabby, you think within an hour, Cakes would be busted, or one of the junkies would be busted if
within
we were uploaded
hour.
To Pornhub?
Yes. 100%. Yes.
Valdez, you think? I think Valdez is close.
I say
to
within the week.
I say it'd be a week
because think about
there's so much
all
porno
those
there.
All those cell phone videos. Those you got to go deep and dig
there's
for those.
There's so much now. If it was like a hot one, all of a sudden that all the sites
trending.
Duplicated
trending yeah.
if it's then, the most viewed.
Yeah, 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 all of a sudden it made the front page.
The size for my performance,
which could happen because there's such. Like, I think I hit the bottom of the internet. I don't know how much new stuff's out there. So, but if Cakes had a new fire video, it might be trending.
But when this
quickly.
Guy does this, I mean.
On the cam site?
On the cam site.
Yeah.
I mean, either he's part of the 85%, probably
just
higher.
So stupid.
Just so stupid.
Yeah.
Or he's got such compulsive, you know,
behaviors right,
that he's got to do it. He can't control it, and he's got to do it.
Right.
Because. You would think he's smart enough to know that someone's going to recognize me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I just don't. Unless he's got the common sense of an infant.
I think he might have the common sense of an infant. Hey, and combined with the fetish and
he's got a fetish.
The compulsion.
EB, though, will kill you. He was part of NY1's Emmy-nominated coverage of
Emmy.
Hurricane
Ida. He got an Emmy.
Yeah, crazy. Another Emmy guy.
He'll get hired again, though.
So I saw this list this morning, and it irritated me. I guess irritate is not the right word. It shocked me. So it was the top. I don't have it in front of me, so just bear with me. Mm-hmm. It was the top 10 sites that consumers spend the most money on. So what do you think was number one?
Amazon,
right? And then it was like eBay
don't get
was
me started
number
on
three.
That.
Maybe Walmart.com.
Like Walmart, like Home Depot, right?
Fanatics.
You know what was number two? The number two site that the most money consumers spent on? OnlyFans.
Oh, really?
Ahead of eBay.
Wow.
More people spent money on OnlyFans.
People get sized.
I mean, I thought that was staggering.
They want to see teachers doing their side hustle on OnlyFans.
Apparently OnlyFans, remember how they tried to get the porn out, right? And they tried to cut it, and then their subscriptions went down, everybody bailed. And they were like, 2 days later, all right, we're bringing the porn back.
Right.
Well, they're promoting their non-porn stuff big time. Apparently, like, I think there's a couple girls on Barstool that they're like paying them to post content.
Okay.
But no nudity.
Hmm.
And I think they're
that's
making a boatload of cash.
And they're not nude?
No nudes.
What are they posting? Like podcasts?
No, I think they're just posting like behind the scenes stuff.
Do they want a podcast from Odyssey?
Yeah, just like eat dessert or, you know, just like, I don't know, talking to their husbands or driving to work, behind the scenes stuff. We got to come up. Can we do an R rated, like no sex OnlyFans?
You'd have to run it up the flagpole.
I guess.
I can't imagine it would get very far.
No dongs. Just
so what are we?
Just be like BTS.
Just us working blue
behind the scenes. BS. You got to pay
just
for it.
Talking crap and throwing F bombs around.
Yeah. That's called the Junkies Uncensored podcast.
Right.
It's full circle.
Yeah. Junkies. Why are we doing it? I mean, apparently OnlyFans is promoting these people. They want more non-porn content.
Yeah, of course they do. They want to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
They're trying to do the video movie liquidators bits. Yeah. Pretend you're not about the porn.
I'll be a front for them.
The reality is it's porn.
We should confront. We should hit up OnlyFans.
If they want extra content to be 10% non-porn and 90% porn, we can be in that mix.
Yeah, we'll be the non-porn. Maybe every once in a while, Valdez will show us vitiligo.
Yes.
Well, then I want the lion's share of the pie.
Yeah, you want a bigger cut. I understand.
I'm just saying. they're in cahoots. And apparently OnlyFans is promote. They're big on promoting their non-porn stuff.
So they're putting
the you know, certain sites on their front page. It's non-porn. They want to promote it.
Can we do 10 minutes on Jason grilling Horsey for picking Derek
Henry? Well, you tell me. You tell me when it's starting. You just let me know when it's starting.
Damn, man.
Did you find out the show that your wife was watching? Can you text her?
Nah, she hasn't told me yet. Are you that interested?
Kind of. Yeah, curious.
JP loves TV.
6 hours straight.
JP does love some TV.
Especially streaming service TV.
Right.
You watch way more shows than me.
I know, but I'm just saying, you love it.
I feel like, did you watch The Case Against
Adnan
too? I watch
everything. No, I did not watch that, though.
You didn't watch that yet? Maybe today?
You won't call. Maybe. You won't call Chief Davis and argue with him after the show about
it. Listen, Chief Davis doesn't know that much about that case. He just knows all the judges.
But you do. You watch Stephen Doc.
He's got 90 million cases. He doesn't care about that case. That's one in a billion to him. That's not any big deal.
He's had conversations with insiders.
Yeah, the corrupt prosecutors.
Wait till Bickle watches the case against the release of Adnan, and then he's going to come in and he's 100% guilty.
That's what he said.
I would love to. Send me all the ones that say he's guilty. Send me those. I want to watch them.
All right.
I'm all about being objective.
Then you're going to be on the flip side.
We got to send you Horsey's doc on the case that O.J. Simpson didn't do it.
Right.
I told Horsey he was
Horsey
stupid,
still believes that, right?
I don't know, but somebody came up to the MGM and they said, you still think O.J.'s innocent?
They did.
Yeah.
What was his answer?
I don't know. He just started
laughing.
It's
one laughing of his calling cards. Yeah. Technically speaking, IT complexity, it sucks, but building secure APIs and integrating systems shouldn't have to. Software AG Government Solutions WebMethods enables you to build secure APIs with just one click. Trusted by the most innovative government agencies with complex IT environments, WebMethods API and integration platform can help lower risk and accelerate deployments. Complex IT simplified. Visit softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Going to do the morning matchup on a game show Wednesday, Cakes.
Brought to you by our good friends at MGM National Harbor. Go check out the poker room. It's fantastic. And don't forget the Cakes Classic returns the first Wednesday in October. I believe it's October 5th. It took a one-month hiatus because of Junkies Poker Open. It is back October 5th. It's a home game reunion meetup. Eric Bickle's going to be there.
Thank you.
Glenn Squirrel Hardesty will be there. And right. The Bluff and Bauman brothers will all be there, all with special guest bounties on their heads.
Wow. That's a lot of bounties.
Five special guest bounties in just a few weeks.
Be a lot of people gunning for some bounties.
Should be fun.
Yes. We're going to play Who Makes More. You can call in out 800-636-1067 to play Who Makes More. Before we get to that... I saw this story yesterday. I thought you'd enjoy it. It was about a porn star. I guess her name's Valentina Bellucci. And I don't think she's doing porn now, but she's making money. She's got a good side hustle.
What's her side hustle?
Of related to the industry in a way.
All right.
She has dudes sending pictures of their packages, and then she rates them.
Oh, really?
Can I do that and she with charges? Vaginas?
I mean, yeah, she charges.
She charges for that?
I mean, I guess you could.
Tell me, send yours. Pronto. Yeah,
I'll send them if we all send ours and we can have a totem pole. We can have like a ladder, a junk ladder, and see who's is best.
How much would it cost if we all were to send our junk to
How much does it cost to rate them?
What's her fee?
I don't think the story had like the fee.
Well, she has to be making money off it, right?
Yeah. She said she's making money.
Do they post all the Johnsons? What would be hilarious is on the front page is just Johnson pics. And we try to ID each other.
I read the story yesterday. I think she basically said that it's a lot of just like dudes who are insecure and they want her to basically say, no, it's all right. It's okay. It's solid. It's good.
Right.
Did you see his penis?
That, by the way, I hope she's getting handsomely compensated because that's
she probably is.
That's a terrible job.
Just to rate Johnson's,
just to look at dudes' junk, pictures of dudes' junk all day. You know how terrible that is.
That'd be terrible if you're a dude, but if you're a girl, I mean, you're not obviously turned on or anything. But it's probably not the worst thing. I think the worst job is like dealing with poop. So like, I think anything like a nurse,
that's probably pretty bad.
I think that's like a proctologist.
Or somebody that you know, like a maintenance worker, a janitor.
Yeah, plunging toilets all day.
Colonoscopies.
Story here
but they
says,
get paid. Those
I
guys
know,
get
but
paid.
That's a horrible job. Just looking at Johnson.
She says, basically men pay me to look at a picture of their blank and tell them if it looks good and mainly if it's big enough.
And they pay her?
They pay her. Yes.
I can't see anywhere where it says the price.
I'll rate your silly. I'll rate your silly. RateYourSilly.com.
Pay that man his money.
What would you charge to rate the silly?
Blank page.
$5.
Five bucks per silly.
I'll tell you how to make it look better.
If you're insecure about your silly, send it to you.
Send it to me. I'll tell you how to trim it or whatever. You know,
just how to present things.
Yeah, and I can put you in touch with some plastic surgeons.
See, that's your side hustle. You get in cahoots with a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I'll be the middleman.
Yeah.
Or you team up, you partner up with like the grooming lounge.
You group up with
right.
You pair up with that.
Or roosters.
You team up. You also team
partnership.
Up with, team up with Arby's. Yeah. It's a great natural fit, I would think. Good co-branding sponsor.
Right. Yeah, you know what? On your site, you, Arby's, the sponsor is the Big Montana of the Week.
Right.
You have a picture of it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great side hustle.
Montana of the Month.
All right, let's go to the
phone
lines.
Susie in Stafford.
Give somebody a chance to win a $100 gift card. Like Capital Crab gift card.
Pickle, you got a future in that after the radio business is over.
Yeah.
Makes more.
All right, let's go. Let me see. I didn't even know we still did a
who makes
game
more
show
cakes or Bish Bucks? Cakes
sponsored.
100%.
I don't know. Your commercial reads have been a bit thicker than mine. They've been a little more girthy than mine of late.
Mm.
So I'm going to guess you're probably.
Yeah, that's rate your reads. That's what they.
Exactly.
That's how they described it.
Graham, what's up, buddy?
What up, Junks? Great show, man. Love the dong stuff.
Graham.
Graham can't contain the genius.
You'll do that. You'll send a picture of your hog to Belushi.
Are you married?
John Belushi.
Are you married, Graham?
I am.
Would you send a picture to Evie?
Will you send a picture of your wife, Silly, and I'll rate it for you?
Along with a cool, crisp $5 bill.
Yeah, $5.
It's only $5.
I'll tell you how good it looks.
But, fella, she's already got an OnlyFans. We're partners.
Oh,
you're
wow.
kidding. Swingorama over there.
Right, Evie's eyes.
That's hilarious. No, but hold on. Does she do a PG-rated OnlyFans, or does she do an X-rated OnlyFans?
It's X-rated.
Huh?
X-rated.
He's got to be messing with you. I don't believe him for a second.
You think he's lying?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm just joking, fellas. I'm joking.
Okay. he wants the news to be so bad.
It's more popular than eBay.
I understand. Yeah. There are a lot of freaking horny dudes.
I think JP's. I think he really is on it. What? Graham?
Well, I am on there, and I follow a couple people, but my wife has no idea.
Right. That makes sense.
Right. Well, for $5, I'll rate her silly.
Play the game.
Right.
Who makes more cash?
All right.
That's the game.
Graham, J.D. McKissick,
mm-hmm.
or we're going to be at MedStar Capital Iceplex tomorrow.
Yes,
Dmitry Orlov from your Washington Capitals.
I think I know this.
Does Commanders running back J.D. McKissick make more, or Dmitry Orlov from your Washington Capitals?
Ooh, I got to go NFL. I got to go NFL just because it's more money, you know, so I'm going to go McKissick.
One would think that, but one would be wrong. J.D. McKissick. I looked at cap hit because it's hard with NFL players sometimes. They've got bonuses, but he signed a two-year $7 million deal.
Let me guess Orlov's deal. I'm going to guess Orlov in this upcoming season.
$5 million a year.
Sounds about right. I'm going to say $5.25 million.
Right in the middle, $5.1 million. Mm. All right, who's up next?
And McKissick makes what, $3.5 million?
$4 million this year. Four.
Hold on, I got to put it in my calendar.
I'd love to make $4 million this year. Can I make $4 million?
I don't think you can.
Drab will send you 3 reminder texts tonight.
Yes.
I'm not going to remember that, dude.
Hey, who's up next? Can you punch up a caller?
Just wear your heavy coat. It's always cold, man. Wear your heavy coat.
Frick. Let's go to JB. JB, what's up?
What's up, John?
JB.
All right, who makes more, the new Caps goalie, Darcy Kempner, or Logan Thomas, Valdez's boy, tight end for your Commanders?
This is a layup.
It's definitely a layup.
I would say the goalkeeper.
I think you're wrong. I think Logan Thomas
makes
more.
$6.1 million compared to Darcy Kempner's $5.25.
Oh, I was going to say it's pretty close.
All right, so we don't have a winner. Clear the lines. We will do the very famous Caller 10 game.
Oh, you didn't have any more?
I do, but we're going to run out of time. 800-636-1067. 10th caller. Hook you up at that $100 Capital Crab, the Avenue and Capital Crab gift card. Of course, they got the sports book too.
They do.
Sweet place to be. The Crab Deck's still open. Visit them 3 blocks off Chevy Chase Circle. I mean,
are we going to meet Darcy
this one just
tomorrow?
For you?
We might.
Just
we
for
could.
You guys then.
All right.
Who makes more?
Yeah.
Our boy Lars Eller or Montez Sweat?
Montez.
Oh, Montez kills him.
Lars Eller.
Kills him?
Well, Montez. He beats him.
One of them makes 3.7. One makes 3.5.
Oh, I thought Montez made like 6.
Montez makes 3.7.
Mm, nice.
It's
so
close.
You're right, but it is close.
It is a close one.
All right. We got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next, right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.